Hello everybody, welcome back to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt, I'm your host, and this is another edition of Off The Record. Off The Record is basically myself and my soon-to-be wife, Rebecca, who is here, going to be talking about a gig review, an album review, something like that. But today we're talking all about the Psilosis show we went to go and see in Norwich a couple of days ago. But first and foremost, how are you, darling? How's things?
I'm good. Got a bit of a headache, but I'm good.
You've just had your hair done, so it looks...
You won't think it, but yeah, I like it styled a particular way, and yeah, the colour and everything is good, but I like it doing a particular way. It's when you first have a new haircut and you can go to hairdressers and they style it for you. It's not how you'd normally style it, so it kind of like has to not grow into you, but like you prefer how to style it yourself, which I don't style it. I just let it dry naturally and then brush it, and that's it.
To be honest, if we're talking about hairstyles, if you're not watching us on YouTube, check out that Barnett. I mean, that Barnett doesn't ever change. This is just, I just wake up every morning and I just sort of ruffle my hair. So, you know, props to anyone who actually does do anything with their hair.
I just have it bleached at hairdressers with my highlights, and then rest of the time, it's my natural hair texture. I don't really do anything with it. Yeah, I just have it up for work.
Yeah.
I very rarely have it up outside of work. I'm just, yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't be bothered.
That's fair. We're going to talk about obviously the Psilosis show, which we went to the other day. But before we go into that, obviously this is Off The Record, and Off The Record is essentially myself and Rebecca. We talk about our life, talk about our life, all of the life stuff, basically. We are under 100 days until we get married.
Yep, it's 95 days today. That is scary.
It is scary.
It was 3.5 months on Friday. Mm. Just gone.
Yeah, it's very scary. But I think we have everything planned, I think. Like, my bosses recently, about a year ago, got married, and I keep asking them, I'm like, have I got this? Have I got that? And they're like, Matt, we've gone through this a few times. I think you've got everything covered. But it's just like, so we said this in we've done a YouTube video, didn't we, talking about our upcoming wedding. And it's like, it's a stress, but it's a good stress. It's like an anxiety stress. That's how I kind of feel about it. It's not like, oh my god, we're getting married. It's like, oh my god, it's really close now and it's getting exciting. But yeah, it's very, very exciting. So the reason for this podcast, the reason why you've clicked it, is we're going to be talking about Psilosis. This was my first time seeing a Psilosis, as well as yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, my first time. We did have the opportunity to see him at Bloodstock a couple of years ago, but Lorna Shaw.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Psilosis, but because it was right by the stage that Psilosis were playing on, but I could just hear him from a distance because I've just seen Lorna Shaw and I wanted to meet them and have a signed copy of their
thing,
signatures. I can't think of the word, the autograph thing.
Yeah, it's fair.
Which I still haven't pinned upon the wall yet.
that's the thing as well. I mean, I don't want to go too off topic about festivals and stuff, but when people say, like, you know, oh, this festival lineup is really strong or really weak, like, festivals are so chaotic. Like, I'll look at, say, I don't know, the Download Bill, you know, that's been announced for this year, and it's like, cool, there's loads of bands I want to see, but I know, and you know, and everyone who goes to these festivals know that you don't always get to do everything you want to do because other things happen, you know.
Yeah.
You hang out with your friends, you're getting drunk in the tents, like, you're just kind of doing other things. So, yeah, Psilosis, unfortunately, we didn't actually manage to see at Bloodstock, as Rebecca said, but we did this time around, and I want to do a huge, monumental shout-out to Claire and Joe at Nuclear Blast Records for essentially getting us into this show, because it was sold out. It sold out a long time in advance. But yeah, we managed to secure some guest spots.
Thank you so much.
And especially a massive, massive, massive thank you to Ali of Psilosis, who personally gave us kind of the press things and said to Claire, yeah, it's all good, they're fine. So that was really, really lovely. So we arrived at the venue, Norwich Waterfront. We've been there before many, many times.
Yeah.
You've been there a few more times.
I've been there a few times, yeah. We saw her at Patikin and there, we saw Vastlug there as well.
Yeah,
we've been there a few times in that venue. We saw her at Betty Ray's there, we saw the Doom Rats. So I've been to quite a few gigs, and we always more or less
stand at the same spot.
Stand in the same spot, but and also we'll be in that room on Wednesday as well, because we're seeing Graphic Nature as well, which I am so excited about. Pete, I don't know if you watch this, right? I don't know if you're watching this, but if you are watching it, I am finally coming. I'm finally coming. I'm.
You heard it here first.
I'm coming. So excited. Obviously, in Dreamstay, of course, I'm excited to see Jesse and, you know, the whole guys. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm sorry, I'm not making no sense. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. We're probably going to do like a catch up about Dreamstay as well, because again, we've bought tickets for that because we want to support. Yeah. Not that we don't want to support Silas's, we just didn't get tickets in time. But obviously, so the opening act of the Silas's show was a band called Burner. From Southampton. I didn't really know much about Burner. I know there was a lot of hype behind them, but my God, not ready for how vicious they were.
No. Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, wow. And the shout out to the sound guys. They did such a cracking job making sure that every single band's sound were spot on. I think at the beginning, one of the songs for Burner were a little bit touch and go, but after that it were absolutely spot on, and every single band were just so crisp. The sound was so crisp and
I've just realised I'm pretty certain that Harbinger opened and then Burner, but it doesn't matter.
I want to say Heisenberg, but it's not. Been watching Breaking Harbinger. Bad.
It's all right. Let me just say Harbinger. The other band. So we'll talk about Burner first, even though they were second on because we've already started. So yeah, Burner hit the stage, obviously after Harbinger played. But I thought Burner were really, really fantastic. And the thing that I really loved about it, and this is such a shout out to Harry, their vocalist, the level of aggression that he started that set off with. And, you know, it was almost like, so obviously you listen to a lot of metal and a lot of kind of metalcore and things like that as well. You know, like if I say to you the cookie cutter, all right, get the fuck up here, let's go, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He kind of done that, but just literally like, I'm going to punch you in the foot. If you don't move, I'm going to get down there and punch you in the fucking face. Kind of like the aggression he had. And I'm here for it. The riffs were fantastic. I thought their sound was really cool. But we actually met a good friend of ours, Sam, who is affectionately known as Bieber. He has for me for a long time. He was there as well. And he said there was quite a post sort of like proggy kind of stuff in towards the end of their set, which kind of caught me off guard because it was initially like a massive punch of like adrenaline and like fast paced kind of riffs. And then it was kind of like, oh, it's like this kind of passage where there's no kind of vocals. It's sort of like bit doomy. It was really, really cool. I really liked it.
And I was just kind of like, is this a, like, there was some bits where I was like, is it a breakdown? Wasn't it like mini breakdowns, but actually in the main song?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, but then like, I can't put into words. I'm really bad at describing
it. No, it's fine.
But it was kind of like, ooh, this sounds like it's going to be a breakdown, but it wasn't because there was lots of that in that, you know what I mean, what would repeat itself. So I was like, oh no, it's not. So it's like little mini breakdowns is what I want to call them.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I say, shout out to Harry, who I met at the merch desk, and hopefully will be coming on the podcast very soon. I've actually just dropped them an email today because I'd love to get them on and chat some shit with them, as we always do with bands. Next up, we had Harbinger, or should I say first on was Harbinger, but then obviously we're talking about Harbinger now. I love Harbinger.
Me too.
What a fucking band.
Me too.
What a band.
I can't pronounce it.
That's fine.
It's like that other band that we would see at
Existentialist.
Yeah, I can't say that either. I mean, amazing, like...
Yeah, for sure.
Death metalcore band. I can't... I just cannot... say it.
Yeah, it's all good.
The more I try and say it, the more I fuck up.
That's all good. You know what? As you well know, because Rebecca often sits in... on my interviews, in the sense of she'll be sat on the sofa just behind
us. You might not see my feet, but you might see just a cup.
You cut a cup on the side. And she'll often like hear me kind of like stumble over words and stuff. So it's completely fine. Don't stress, darling. It's fine. But Harbinger are actually a previous podcast guest on the show. And it is one of the rare occasions where Zoom has actually just completely fucked me over. And it only recorded like my vocals or their vocals. I couldn't quite remember what the situation was, but they have been on before. It's just an unreleased episode. So I'm putting this out as a personal to Harbinger. Let's make it happen. Let's get back on the show. We got to hang out with those guys at the merch as well. So that was awesome. Really, really good. They had a lot more technical kind of stuff in their sound that I didn't kind of anticipate, I guess, because on record, It's very kind of like clean, very polished.
Yeah.
It was a lot more dirtier live, I thought, at least, than it was on record, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes, I mean, I don't think it's like a like recording like problem or anything, but yeah, I get what you mean, where there's some elements in the song that you don't see, listen to, like, on, like you say, it's clean and polished and everything, and it's done to perfection, but live, obviously, there's some bits that you don't think,
they're definitely like a live band, and you know, I want to give it, obviously, all the guys in Harbinger a massive shout out, but Dylan, the vocalist especially, like, he was just putting like vocal inflections all over the place, and I'm here for it, doing like, you know, and also Charlie, who plays guitar in the band, with his kind of soulful kind of clean vocals as well as doing the harsh vocals. I thought one thing I really love about it was they could definitely go down the kind of While She Sleeps route of having, you know, Loz being the kind of harsh vocals and Matt being like the softer vocal, and that kind of vocal trade-off works fantastically.
Like, balances it out.
Yeah,
really
it
nice.
Works really, really well. Big up Harbinger. What a fucking band. And as we kind of said, we talked a little bit about, you said about the sound being really good for the venue. So if you've ever been to the waterfront upstairs, the studio, basically the stage,
we sit behind the sound guys, don't we?
Yeah, we sit behind the sound guys.
And the little chairs.
I don't quite know what was happening because there was about four different people having a go at the lights during the show.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
I think I know there were friends of the people that were there.
Yeah, for sure.
But they knew what they were doing. So
yeah,
I'm guessing they do that kind of thing themselves, I'm guessing.
The one thought that I thought potentially might be is it might be kind of like they were like music students, maybe. Like, because obviously you've got access to music, next to the waterfront, which is obviously, like, a music school. We learn about production and things like that, and lighting and sound and things like that. So maybe they were just, I don't know, but it was cool to see.
Yeah, it was really funny. We had some, like, giggles. I were, like, giggling to them, and they were doing, like, videos and stuff. Like, you know, taking videos for them and stuff. So it is really cool. I'm like, I look at that piece of kit, and I'm just like, question marks, so cricket. So I'm like, that looks so complicated to me, obviously, you know what I mean? But obviously people, like, for this, but I'm like, how do you even know where to start on that thing? Like,
yeah, I thought it was really cool because, like, I was actually, although I was watching the bands, obviously intrigued by the bands, I was kind of watching the lighting guys and seeing what different lights done what, and I was like, oh, that band does that, that's kind of cool. It's kind of just like, it's a nice, I think it's always a good place to stand behind the sound desk because, generally speaking, you can then see over the crowd at the band anyway, because and at the waterfront studio there's like a little tiny like kind of raised bar area which you can stand behind. There's usually chairs, so we just usually stand or sit just behind the sound guys because, again, perfect view for you because you're a little bit shorter, and also just me because I like to sit down at gigs because I'm old.
I'm older than you, but yeah, I've always been like a bit of a wallflower.
Yeah, for sure.
But when there's a band that really like does it for me, like Lorna Shaw, for instance, like I've never gone to the barrier like that ever. I crowd surfers over my head. I were oblivious to it all. You were just like making sure nobody were climbing on my head. Somebody did climb on my head. My neck hurt afterwards, worth it. You know what I mean? Complete wallflower until something, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go down there. And I think for graphic nature, I think I'll be I will be very, very happy. I will be a very happy lady.
So, let's talk about the main event, the reason why everyone turned up, and that was Psylosis. I want to do, like I said, we've done a shout out for Ali of Psylosis because that man is just a legend. Obviously, Bleed From Within's drummer, Connor Marshall. Obviously, what an absolutely lovely, lovely human being.
Shout out to Connor.
We got to hang out with Connor after the show as well, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Bailey has got the thickest neck you've ever fucking, like, I literally, so people talk about Corey Taylor having a thick neck, right? I don't know why, like, I was transfixed by his throat. It was really weird, like, because he's a big built guy, like, he's not, like, you know, he's just muscular, right? And he's playing this guitar, and his guitar looks fucking tiny in comparison to his body, and then just, like, he's all shoulders, and then just neck. I don't know. And if anyone from Psylosis ended up watching this, I mean it with the most amount of love, but it was just, I was kind of like, fuck yeah, bro. Like, you could, like, fucking lift a car with that neck. It was so weird. And obviously, Josh of Psylosis, the frontman of Psylosis, he's really understated, I feel like, as a frontman. He just walks out, long sleeve top, cap on, like, just playing his riffs. You know, because some frontmen are, like, kind of showy. he's not showy at all. He's, I mean, he's got Connor in the band. Connor is the kind of quote unquote showman with that big luscious locks of his.
Oh my god, he's got better
throwing
hair
about.
Than, he's got better hair than I was saying to you before when they were setting up, and I'm like, I can see Connor, but obviously he got his hair in a top knot, you know. But yeah. I'm like, I can see Connor, and then as soon as they came on, I just saw hair. I didn't see Connor. I didn't see any guitar or bass or anything. I just saw.
Yeah,
hair, and I'm like, that's Connor. He's windmilling. He's going for it. I've never seen anybody do such a good windmill than Connor. He must have had loads of practice, and I think the hair helps. And how the hell he doesn't get it caught in his guitar strings, I do not know. His bass strings, I have no idea. I don't know because it's so long.
He's, oh god. And that's the thing. I thought, you know, because Silences are a band who've not been around for like they took an extended period of time off, right? And you know, obviously, you had I've forgotten the gentleman's name now. Jamie Graham, obviously, was the original vocalist who went on to Heart of a Coward, then he's gone to other things. So Silences hadn't really been like an active band for like a long, long time, or you know, up to a few years ago. So like it was super fucking cool to see a sold out fucking room and you know what? Silences, right? The last two albums by Silences I absolutely love, but one thing I cannot get over with Silences is the fucking riffs. That band is a riff machine. I absolutely love it. How was your first experience with Silences? What did you enjoy it?
I was so happy that I got to see them. Fine, I loved it. What amazing, like just great.
This is the thing. Like I love to kind of watch you watch bands because I know if you're enjoying it, because you'll just have the most childlike grin on your face, like
but
it's
most
unescapable.
Of the time, people think because I'm quite pretty quiet, and some it'll just be like some be so ridiculous, like, and I'll just look at you and go, you know what I mean? Because some it's funny, like the singer's done something or they've just said something hilarious, and I'll start laughing. But most of the time, I am just like, I'm just still like just taking it in because I'm like, I don't know. Like some people are like, go, yeah, let's go, and I'm just like. And then something will happen, I'll go, and I'll go, and after, or if a song's finished, I'll go, that was fucking great, that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely. The thing is, as well, they picked a really great set list. You know, obviously they played a lot of singles, which we're both fans of, you know, the kind of newer material.
And I'm this is yours, so they played Deadwood, and they did.
They played a song called, I think it's called Snakes and Arrows, or something to that effect. Someone will correct me in the comments, I'm sure. But basically, that's a song they have never like formally released on any.
It just came out as a single. It's not on Spotify.
Yeah,
anymore.
Like,
and they've not played it that often. I don't think they've played it since like 2011 or something.
And they said like it's probably the last time they'll ever play it live. Yeah. And I was just like,
it felt like such a treat.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly the word I was going to say.
Nice,
what a treat!
Sweetener.
Yeah,
12. You know.
Because this is the thing as well, like, you know, I'm all for bands doing whatever the hell they want at their own shows, right? But, you know, kind of appeasing that fan is just, it's just really nice. I mean, I wasn't personally familiar with the song, but I know a few people, like our friend Sam, was literally, like, made up that they played that song. So, yeah, big up to Silences. Do you have anything to add on to the end of this, or?
I can't wait to see you again. If you guys play again, I'm definitely coming. All three of you that played.
Absolutely.
I'd
absolutely
see all of you again. You were just incredible, all of you. You deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, round of applause. Like, you know.
Absolutely. Hang on. I've got a thing for that. Hang on. There you go.
That was such a good night. Like, it was such a good night. I loved it.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
fantastic.
I loved it. Every single band was just like, bam, bam, bam. The energy, the just everything. Like,
yeah, 100%. As I say, I said at the start, I'll say at the end, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to Ali, to Connor, to Silences, to Burner, to Harbinger, to Claire, and to Joe for making this kind of happen, because without the support of the bands, without the support of the PR people, the record labels, we don't get to do cool things like this. And you know what? You know, we've sat here and we've chatted for just shy of 20 minutes about it. It was a wicked night. It was so unbelievably good.
And I got to
good.
See Connor afterwards as well.
Yeah, we got to hang out with Connor afterwards, and
it was lovely to finally meet him because, like, you've been so much about Connor.
Well,
this
is the thing. Yeah,
I'm like, I need to meet Connor. So yeah,
I am. I've interviewed Connor twice. He was the first person to ever take a punt on this podcast, and you know, I will always be grateful for that. I did actually meet him at Arctangent for the first time. 2022 was Arctangent, yeah. And we met for very, very briefly because, again, he was doing press and things. I was doing press and it was kind of like, oh, my God, like, hi, Jimmy, we got a hug and stuff. And then literally, like, as we were walking out, he was packing away his base and stuff. And I was like, we're going to have to say hi.
Even he if it's just literally stopped what he was doing and just came.
Yeah, he literally just jumped straight off stage and, like, came and gave us a hug. Yeah, and literally so chatted sweet. For about, like, 10, 15 minutes. So, big up Connor. Yeah, what a lad. What a lad.
He's lovely and he's such a sweetheart. Like, just...
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. And then, so to kind of look into the future of what's going on with the podcast and stuff and kind of us and everything else, I've got an interview with Hacktivist on Thursday, which I'm very, very excited about. That is pending, obviously, it all going ahead, but it should be fine. We're going to go see Dream State and Graphic Nature on Wednesday.
I'm so excited to see Jesse and the boys. I'm so excited.
And of course, Graphic Nature, of course, as well.
I hope she says Chin Up Princess because that's such a banger. Like, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll be doing a live report from that. And we're also, if you haven't followed us on our other channel, which is called Never Mind Matt, which is my former channel, but now you've kind of integrated yourself into. We have got some stuff over there, haven't we? We went to Colchester Zoo.
Yeah.
We done a walk-in kind of talking video about our wedding.
And you did some content, a little bit of content while you were in Scotland.
I did a little bit of content when I was in Scotland. And I don't know if this is officially confirmed yet because Rebecca's kind of unsure how we're going to do it yet. But we're going to Thorpe Park on Monday, yeah. Which I'm very excited about. So we might be having a vlog from Thorpe Park, yeah. Or at least some content from Thorpe Park, at least, at the very, very least. So yeah, thank you so much for listening and watching. If you've just listened to this, go over to the YouTube channel because I have a lovely 4K camera now, which I'm talking into. So that should be. Rebecca's just literally just zoomed right into the camera. There we go.
It's weird looking at myself. I look half dead when I look at myself. Though I've got black eyes. That's because cat wakes me up early in the morning.
Yeah, the cat does wake you up. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, darling, as always. We are going to go do some food shopping in a moment and then enjoy this lovely, lovely sunshine on this April day. It's really nice outside, isn't it?
Yeah. It is actually, sorry.
The delayed reaction.
Alex was waving saying bye and then it just didn't happen and we got on about the weather. It's fine. Yeah, it's nice out there. It's a blue sky. Wind's gone down finally. I managed to get 2 loads of washing done yesterday, so I was right happy.
Thank you very much, Rebecca Hayward, for that weather report. We shall see you next time, everybody. See you very, very soon. Be good, be kind. We'll see you next time. Peace and love. Fuck yeah!